Hey guys, it's Long Tran for Yanko Design Podcast Edition, Episode 2. On this episode, I had the awesome opportunity to interview furniture designer Philippe Negreau about his latest collection called Confluences. Now, we blogged about it some weeks back. It seemed like you guys really liked it. I know I really liked the collection, and I thought, hey, perfect time to speak with him because Philippe's in New York right now for the ICFF show. But before we get to that, I just want to big ups and thank you so much to Colin for hooking up the interview. Thanks, Colin, and thank you to you guys for all the positive feedback you've given us regarding our first episode, Believe You Me, this whole podcasting, huge learning curve. So thank you for bearing with us, and as long as you guys keep liking it, we're going to keep doing it. So without further ado, hey, Philippe, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with me.
It's okay.
So, you're in New York right now?
Yeah.
Are you there for ICFF?
Yes, also, and also for holidays.
Oh.
For the boss.
How is it? How's it going? Are you enjoying it?
It's the first time I come in New York, and it's wonderful. I expected.
Oh, really?
My city. Yeah, really.
That's
you cool. Are from New York?
I used to live in New York, but I'm actually in Los Angeles right now.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to chat with you about your furniture collection Confluences.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what it's about?
Yeah. The concept? The idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea is it was to mix to use a simple shape as a city and mix this simple shape and with accumulation make other composition, small and big composition, and it was also to give different kind of comfort because of the depth and the height of the back, the depth mm-hmm. Of the seat. And so in this way, to adapt the morphology of maximum of people.
Right.
I don't know if it's clear because my English is not very good. I'm sorry.
No, I get it. It's a seating collection designed to work for the greatest number of amount of people for all different types of purposes,
yes,
and comfort levels.
Yes, because the difference between people, the physical difference, because there is small people, high people, and in this way, I did this mix of volumes of different volumes to fit to the maximum of morphology, different morphology of people.
Yeah,
and also for the colors, because we can use a lot of colors to make this composition. As you know, there is 27 colors, different colors, and
wow.
And we choose to make harmony of colors like blue, different blue or different red, different yellow, and brown, gray. And there is all the colors are 27, and it's a good way to find
it's something for everybody.
Different tastes of the people. Yes.
Yeah. What 27 colors? So what inspired the collection?
For the colors or
for the colors or for just the general collection itself? Because aesthetically, it looks very different from anything else out there. So just wondering what inspired you.
Yeah, I was inspired also by artistic movement. Because I don't know if you know some movement of, I don't know, art of 70s or 80s.
Yes.
Who was mixing volumes and shape to make other composition, and I liked the idea to propose this concept of accumulation and knitting of shape in the furniture, because it's a way to introduce in the industrial production the asymmetrical concept, which is a concept difficult to do with industry, because industry you have to do symmetric things, symmetrical shapes. And so it was very interesting to develop this this idea of asymmetrical in production, industrial production.
So how, when did you start working on the collection? When was the conception?
I presented, I don't know if you know the VIA, it's a French association.
Yes, I do.
Which allow with a grant to realize a prototype.
Uh-huh.
And I did this, the first prototype with a VIA grant in last year, yes, last year. And then Michel Rosé saw the prototype, and he decided to produce it. And we changed the name, because at the beginning, the prototype was a little bit different than it is now. It was with more. It was called Interception, and there was a lot of pieces. And so for the production, we decided to reduce the number of modules, and then we call it Confluence. And so we started to at I don't know, May last year, I think.
That's amazing.
So 1 year.
That's amazing. I couldn't tell. I saw the collection earlier this year at IMM Cologne, but I couldn't touch it or anything like that. But what's it made of? Because I couldn't tell. Like, is it made of foam? Like, how is it constructed?
Ah, the materials.
Yeah, the materials.
Yes. Ah, sorry. It's inside there is and foam with different densities. Of foam for the better comfort,
right?
And we study to mix different kind of foam to have a maximum of comfort.
Ah, okay, cool. So, what type of settings, like what type of environments, do you see the collection existing in? Do you see it in homes, or do you see it in like commercial settings?
I see. You mean for the house or for the contract?
Yeah.
So far, for two people, three people, four people, and you have also the conversation composition. So I think for the home, it's very nice. It's very adapted for the home. And a few compositions are perfect for contracts, because if you see the conversation composition, the conversation so far, it's I can imagine very well to have it in a lobby of an hotel or in a public place.
Yeah,
so
I can see that too.
I think this project is works for home or for contract. It's it works for the both.
Yeah, it's the nature of the concept, really. I mean, if it's designed for every type of person, every situation, then you could really see it anywhere, home or in public spaces. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also for the colors, you have you can use the color with monochrome, so use only one color, or you can choose to mix colors. So it's very free. Also for the user and for the people who will buy it, he can compose himself its sofa if you want.
Exactly. So are you, it's been a few months now. How do you feel about the reaction? Are you happy with it?
For me, it's very good. I'm very happy to saw it realized. And when I saw it in Cologne or in Paris or in Milan, there was a lot of composition on the stand of Lino Rosé and the Fenêtre Fair. And it's always interesting to see also the reaction of people who sit on it because they like the comfort and they like the shape. I hope many people will like it. I don't know. It's a bit early to understand. But on the fair, the reaction was very positive, and also for the praise. I had a lot of contact with journalists and also architects. I know it's a project that architects, interiors architects like it very much because they can play also architects with the colors and with the shape. I think it's a positive thing.
I have to tell you, when I first saw it, I love the collection. It's so different from.
Yeah, it's quite new.
Yeah,
for so far.
I love the way it looks in it. Because depending on, I guess, what colors you choose for it, it can look very. I don't know if the word is. It can look very professional, or it can look very whimsical and playful.
Yeah,
it has personality. I love that about that. So I have three more questions for you, and they're more general questions. The first one is, what inspires you as a designer?
For this project or in
just,
general?
Just in general, what inspires you?
I like to play I don't know. I like... the idea of the movement in a furniture, because also if the composition you can choose for two people, three people, four people in this case, but the fit, but the way how they are assembled gives the idea of movement of the idea of that you can change it, and I think in general in an interior it's nice to give to the people the idea of evolution in an interior, and I think it's a nice concept to introduce in general in the furniture design, and also. I like I said, I'm very inspired by some few artistic movements, and the idea also to introduce a furniture which is functional furniture and also maybe a sculpture for an interior. It's I think it's interesting to think about this this concept.
And as a designer, do you see yourself only doing furniture, or do you see yourself branching out into other parts of, like, maybe other parts of industrial design?
I'm very interested in industrial design. In my experience until now, I did more furniture, and I would like to develop also the part of industrial design, make, I don't know, real product design, I don't know, for the house, for the...
Right.
This is a... something it's very interesting, and also interior architecture. I would like to develop this world, this kind of project also.
Right, that's fantastic.
I think design it's not only furniture, nice furniture, but it's a way to think about more general, more what around you, and everything is designed, and I think it's very nice to think to have the possibility to design everything. So I believe also industrial design is very interesting. Yes.
That's awesome. So finally, I asked this question to every designer that I speak to because I find it interesting what their answers will be. What's your favorite color and why?
It's difficult. but I think I like more the blue. Oh, I don't know. Between blue and green.
why blue and green?
Blue and green, I don't know, because it's, I like the colors, not too much violent. I like more quiet colors, and I like the blue and green on the, I don't know how you call it, like military color, green, military green. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a color between two colors. I like it because it's quite color.
Right.
I don't know.
No, I get it. I understand. I just asked that question because I just find it interesting. I've asked other designers that same question, and when you look at their work, sometimes, especially now when they're like a modern designer, a lot of times everything they create is white, black, very monochromatic. And then I ask them what their favorite color is, and they'll say, "Oh, my favorite color is like pink," but I never see pink in their work. So I just find it interesting.
Pink.
I'm not gonna say which designer was that. I'll just say he was a Japanese designer. So I was very surprised.
Okay. yeah.
So brilliant. Thank you so much, Philippe, for speaking with us. I really appreciate it.
No, I hope it was quite clear. I'm sorry for my English.
Oh no, your English is fine. I understand it perfectly.
Oh, okay.
And I hope you have fun at ICFF and have fun in New York. Try the pizza; it's really good.
Yeah, you have to see everything. I have to visit all the museums and see the city.
For sure,
so I have a lot to do.
Okay, well, I'll let you go so you can go do it. Thank you so much again, Philippe.
Thank you.
Bye bye. He's so awesome. You know what? I'm thinking next time I need to gather up the other YD people so we can do a podcast together, right? I just need ideas. But until then, thanks for joining us, guys. Cheers!